And now let's have a more formal introduction of our panel, beginning on my right.
Good afternoon. My name is Jesse Tate. I am a Wilmingtonian. I left when I was a teenager. I am a retired federal government worker as a geologist and as a statistician. I come back to Wilmington to be a part of my home, and I want to bring my expertise to help solve some of the racial issues that I find still existing here.
My name is Bernie Thurston. I've lived in Wilmington 10 years. I have a design business in Wilmington and enjoy delving into the fascinating history of 1898, which I'm anxious to learn more about tonight.
I'm Melton McLaurin. I'm a historian of the American South and race relations. I've taught and researched and written in that subject area for the last 35 years. I'm also a native of Eastern North Carolina.
Good evening. My name is John Bennett. I teach at the university and primarily in the area of teacher preparation. For 32 years, I've taught everybody from preschool through age 92. I got involved in the 1898 experience as a facilitator. Became a participant this past spring. It was a wonderful experience. Highly recommend it to everyone.
My name is Trish Snyder. I was involved with the 1898 Centennial Foundation as the co-chair of the Reconciliation Committee, which started interracial dialogue groups throughout the community. I most recently facilitated a study circle this spring with the YWCA program.
My name is Barbara Sullivan. I moved here to Wilmington about 18 years ago from Washington, D.C., where I was a civil rights attorney, and I was also involved in the 1898 Foundation in helping to put together the dialogue groups and to train the facilitators for those dialogue groups.
My name is Bertha Todd, retired educator in the public school system of New Hanover County for 39 years. I am former co-chair of the 1898 Centennial Foundation and current co-chair of the 1898 Memorial Park Project. I'm interested in any activity that will help us become more aware of all of the cultures of the ethnic groups that make up the population of the United States.
I'm Marjorie Martinez. I'm a teacher at Winter Park Elementary School, and I moved to Wilmington about 6 years ago. I was very shocked to hear about the 1898 massacre and more surprised that people were not talking about it very much. And I'm concerned that it's not being taught about it in our schools, and would like to see something done about that.
I'm Herbert Harris, a native Wilmingtonian and a community leadership developer. I'm also current vice chair of the 1898 Centennial Foundation. I'm a part of this panel because unless we understand the past, we are doomed to repeat it. I think that it's important that we get a realistic view of racism and the effects of 1898 on the current status of Wilmington.
I'm Alan Lipke. I produced the pieces that you're listening to tonight. I'm an independent public radio documentarian focusing on race and reconciliation, starting with the story of the Rosewood Massacre in Florida and the claims bill process that came out of it. And thank you all for participating tonight, as the work you're hearing is a work in progress towards the series that will cover race relations from the end of the Civil War to the beginning of the Civil Rights era.
And our first topic for discussion will be the role of the media in tonight's discussion and in the events of 1898.